Do people suck? Well, there's your intro. This is the Existential Stoic Podcast. I'm Randy. That's Danny. What's going on, Danny?
What's up, Brady?
I've had an interesting week encountering some people that just suck. And how's your week been?
I've had an interesting week in that respect. I feel like every time I get in the car, people just suck.
Oh, goodness.
God, dude. It's like, I don't know. I feel like maybe it's just like the world we live in now, but like no one pays attention to anything except their like their tiny bubble. And like, it's like they just stop in the middle of the road now. They don't go at lights. And like all the other thing I've noticed too is like trash. Dude, people just throw their trash on the ground now. It's like no concern for the community you live in or anything. Like what happens?
I have a theory about this. I think that we live too much in cities. Like, I think people are grouped together too much. 'Cause sometimes I wonder this. Like, sometimes I enjoy watching Murder, She Wrote. And she lives in this quaint little town. Everybody gets along just fine. I mean, sure, somebody's murdered like every week, but
But it's called Murder, She Wrote.
yeah. Actually, that's probably why everybody gets along.
Yeah. Well,
The
no.
population.
You make a good point though, which is like those small communities, like you know everybody. You see everybody. Like there's more of an impetus to like actually help keep the community a certain way than when you feel like you're just like kind of surrounded by a bunch of people you don't know, right? Like
Well, dude, I feel this like viscerally because I live in somewhat of an urban environment. And when I go out to the country for a few days, at first I'm like, whoa, everything is really slow. And then after a few days, I get used to it. And then when I come back to the urban environment, I'm like overwhelmed. Like it takes just minutes for me to get pissed off at people and
yeah.
everything. And I'm like, holy cow, this is the world that I'm living in. That's got to say something.
Yeah, I notice myself too. I much prefer like smaller towns, smaller areas, because I feel like you have a better chance of interacting with people. You have a better chance of just like, and I think there's more accountability on each individual because they know it's like almost like, like when you're in a big area, like there's lots of eyes, but there's no eyes turned towards you specifically. But when you're in a small area, it's like, there are eyes turned towards you in a sense because you feel like you're more of a part of keeping this thing going. Like in a big city, it doesn't, you just feel like, whatever. Like it doesn't matter.
Dude, people don't even look up from their phones anymore.
I know.
I just straight shoulder rammed this dude today who was like literally it was that or me walk into a wall because he just didn't look up from his phone the whole
Yeah.
time. So I just let him have it and it felt good.
That's
But
the other
that's
thing
why.
too. Go ahead. No, what you're saying.
But that's why people suck.
They do suck. And I think that, dude, the screens are killing us, I think, too, because we have no ability to communicate anymore. And like we're in our own, like we think everything matters, like all of our stuff matters more than anything else. Like that's the other problem.
You know what's really interesting was I noticed this week was I saw two people talking. And then and they were having like a very involved conversation. And then one of their phones rang, and the person, without even pausing or saying anything, just picked up their phone and walked away. And I was just like, what kind of culture have we bred where anything is more important than the actual encounter you're having with somebody at the moment?
Well, dude, you remember like I remember like when this is going back, obviously, when cell phones first came out, like I never saw them out when people were eating and stuff. Now it's like you go to a restaurant, if they're not on their phone, it's on the table. Like right next to them. So if anything notification happens, they can immediately divert to their phone. It's like we're constantly removing ourselves from the present for this like intermediary world that's not real. It's really strange. Like, how many notifications do you need? How many freaking like does it matter if you get back to this
More.
person right now? Yeah, I need more. Fucking
Clearly,
lots more.
more.
Yeah. God.
So it's interesting is that we get caught up in these lives and other people suck and clearly it's not me. But like
No.
I notice I'm going through my day being like, he should do that different, she should do that different, this person should do that different, this person should be. And then I was reading the Field Guide to the Happy Life, Massimo's book,
Yeah.
and it freaking smacked me. See, I thought all along I thought that I was a smart, educated man, but it turns out that I
You're
am
not.
nothing but a common fool. And here's
Oh.
why. In that book, he says, in general, if you wish people to be different from what they are, you are a fool. How about that?
Yeah, because you can't. I mean, this is the problem, right? Is that get as frustrated as you want, you can't change other people. You can only change yourself. That dichotomy of control isn't. I mean, the dichotomy of control is probably one of the most brilliant things the Stoics ever really came up with, right? That idea, of really being clear about what's in our ability to actually exercise any control over. Because we like to think we have control over the world, we don't, and other people. And it's like, it's like people make this mistake all the time in relationships, right? If I could just change this person into my ideal person, then they'd be great. It's like, well, you can't, because they're
So
another
then I'll get a
person.
divorce and find another
Yeah.
person. Yeah.
Well,
And
maybe you
then same
should,
thing
right? I
over and
mean,
over
that's
again.
this is the difficulty, right? It's like, I think there is something about accepting people as they are and realizing, but I think the problem with this too is that, they're also, I think we also need to emphasize more like our role within a community and within our surroundings so that we are more like also like conscious
But
people in the
that's
world,
communist.
right? But that's
I'm
communism.
American, damn it. That's communist.
It's all about me.
Yeah. But it's interesting because he talks about it being in their nature. And we did that episode last week about, what's in your nature. But he says, if you wish your colleagues not to be occasionally annoying, or politicians not to be corrupt, or wealthy people not to be greedy, you're a fool because that's in their nature.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy because I've been trying to remind myself of this. Like, I'll go to a communal place and it's a quiet communal place, and there's that one jack off who's just loud as a motherfucker, excuse me, effer, on his phone and just like completely oblivious to everybody else there relaxing
Oh,
and
dude, what
just
about
doesn't even care. Yeah. And it's just
I
like
don't know, dude.
that's just his nature.
I went into the store the other day and a guy walks in with his phone held like here, like 3 feet from his face, yelling. I'm like, dude, just what the hell are you doing? What are you doing?
Radiation, you can't hold it close to your head.
Yeah. What is happening here? But yeah,
Oh my gosh.
I think this is part of it. I think we don't have any sort of sense of like, the importance of working on ourselves and stuff anymore. It's all like I'm perfect, everybody else is wrong. And it's a really bad way to be in terms of like the community as a whole. We don't think about that anymore. So I think it is very hard though. If you are conscientious, it's very hard sometimes to be in the world. And it does take a lot of effort not to get angry at people.
Proof. So
Yeah.
what can we do about people sucking? Because I've had a heck of a week, man. And each time I come
Yeah.
back and I'm just like, man, it's just different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
They're them, I'm me. But
That's
man,
what I
it's been a
try to
challenging week.
I try my best just to like let it go, because it's not me,
Yeah.
if it in there if it directly affects me, I try to like be as calm as possible and just like move on with my life, because it's really not important. It doesn't really matter at the end of the day, and like ideally, in an ideal world, if we be the example, right, other people see it. Like there's a guy, one of my neighbors, he's a really nice guy, and every time he walks his dog, he brings a trash bag and one of those like what do you call them, claw things, and
Yeah.
he picks up trash on his walk, and
Nice.
it's like really nice. And it's like, that's like awesome, because he's doing something both for the community but also for himself, right? Like he doesn't like seeing this, but he's also making an example. Everybody that sees him sees what he's doing, right? And so they might not do it right now, but maybe eventually they do, or maybe it makes them more conscientious about their trash. Like, oh man, I threw that on the ground, now I feel like an asshole,
That's a really interesting point, 'cause like I read a lot of this Stoic stuff, and they're always talking about like making an example of your life for other people, like living virtuously so that other people see how well you lived. But nowadays, the only thing that people show about their life is how much money they have, how many cars,
Yeah.
how much clothes, jewelry, followers, all of that. And that's the only thing that they show off. And that is the most superficial, worthless thing in the world. And I'm kind of
Yeah.
happy that almost all influencers are suicidally depressed because they probably won't be around for that long.
There you go, right?
Yeah.
Positive thinking. No,
Yeah.
it is funny. Well, Sartre, I always like that he said too, because he always says like, even though like he thinks morality is individual and stuff, that like he says, we portray to the world our conception of the good person. Meaning, like, whatever you do, whatever actions you take, you're saying to the world, this is right. If you think about it that way and think about how you're acting, you're making a statement every time you do stuff. You're saying that I accept people acting in this way. So, it's funny because we see so many hypocrites, people getting angry at people when they do the same thing they do, And it's like you have to step back and ask yourself, like, well, am I doing that stuff? Am I an
Okay.
example or am I just, part of the problem?
Danny, I gotta ask you because this is a conundrum that I come up to on a regular basis. There's that
That's
saying, would
right.
you rather be right or kind? And it's like, well, if I don't have to live with being kind, yeah, I'd surely do that. But especially when it comes down to like manners, like social manners and courtesy and things like that, because it's like, at least I think that I'm right in those things, but it makes me not kind.
But by
But
pointing it out, you mean?
yeah, but then again, are they being unkind by not using proper social manners?
It's hard, right? Because we also don't know what their day has been like and stuff. I always think
Yeah.
of it like every time I go to the store, I always hold the door for somebody, usually, because there's usually people coming in and out, right? And they're always usually most people are very happy and thankful when that happens. And I always just think, like, if I do that, and they're happy and they say thank you, maybe they'll do that next time. Like, I can't force them to do anything. I don't have the time or the
So,
energy. Like, so,
okay, so here's like the point in case example. So like
Okay.
when people leave a mess after themselves, like at the gym, on the street, wherever it is, when they just treat the world or their environment like their mom's going to come along and clean it up, it just really bugs
Oh,
me.
yeah.
And
Yeah,
so
and
like
so many people do that now,
I
dude.
have this whole thing go on in my head. Like, do I say something or do I just let this go? Water off a duck's back. Like, if it bothers me, I should clean it up for me, not for them. But like, I just find it happening so often. And maybe it's because it's something that bothers me that I find it happening so often. But it's just like, yeah.
It could be that, but I doubt it though, because I notice that a lot too. I think people are not—they're not conscientious of other people anymore. And they act like they will have somebody come clean it up for them basically every time. So I think in some cases, like if it's something that happened, like at a gym or something where there is an etiquette you're supposed to follow for
Dude,
safety
there's
and for
like
cleanliness,
they like let you borrow towels at the gym, and there's very clearly like right on the way out of the locker room a thing for towels to put your towels back. It's exactly where you get them out. There's a thing to put the towels back, and guys just leave the towels all over the freaking place, like everywhere except for in the towel thing. And it's just like, what effort does it take? And then they just like sopping wet the whole entire gym floor. I know, I'm just losing it. I'm
Well,
getting
no, but
old.
though that's also but this is also the problem though, because this is also on the places themselves though too to monitor their stuff. They should be doing something. Like if they're gonna set guidelines for people, they should also be enforcing them. And I think this is the other problem because we've stopped doing that entirely. And I think this is why we've gotten in the situation we're in.
True.
Because I think we can't change people, but they also have to be aware of what the rules are
Probably because
essentially.
we stopped paying people decent wages.
That's
You
also
know,
a huge part of it,
it used to be where like having a job was a privilege. And now people are just like, I don't want to work.
And but
When's universal basic income coming?
I can't even blame them half the time because these jobs pay so little. It's like, is it even worth your time? You know what I mean? Like, so I can't get mad at the people that work at these
Yeah.
places. I get mad at Target all the time when I go by here because there's no registers open and stuff, but they have no staff. So it's like, I'm not gonna get mad at the
Yeah.
staff. It's not their fault. And it's like at the same time though, it's like this is the world, and it's frustrating,
Well, now isn't it like you need to spend $200 or you need to steal more than $200? So I don't think you need to pay for anything as long as your bill's under
Just leave.
$200,
Yeah,
and then
just
you
leave.
just
It doesn't
walk right
matter.
out. I'm pretty sure that's the way it goes.
It's insane now, I know. It's getting ridiculous.
Yeah,
But
what is
yeah.
the world coming to?
I
I
wish we were
wonder what's going to
more.
happen with universal basic income when that comes, because
No, no.
I'm sure it's going to be eventually.
Eventually it's gonna have to at the rate we're going because people are getting paid so little that it's like can't even make a living. Or there's just
If
not gonna be enough
machines are
jobs.
really that good at doing everything, I mean, Elon Musk's book, that's what he talks about. His whole concept is like having machines take over pretty much everything that humans need to do. So then we will just be on universal basic income. And
Who knows though? It could make a new creative age or something, right? If people are freed up to do what they want, they might do amazing things, or they might do nothing.
Yeah,
We'll
right?
see.
Most likely.
Depends on how much hope we have.
Yeah, so that's why people suck. And that's the end of
Yeah.
this episode. Anything else you want to mention?
Nah, that's good.
All right. Well, we've come to that time where we beg and plead of you to leave us a good review on Apple Podcasts because that's what every awesome person in this world does. So if you want to go ahead and do that, it does really help out enormously, helps other people find our podcast, and it
You can be an
helps.
example.
Yeah, I know, a good example in this world, not just
Right?
showing off your cars and gold and all that other stuff. So that's all for this episode. Thank you for listening to the Existential Post Stoic Podcast. I'm Randy. That's Danny. I'll see you later, Danny.
Later, Andy.